This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many of the Israelites probably believed they would never be delivered from their bondage in Egypt. They had been in Egypt for 400 years, and nothing had been done toward their deliverance, at least nothing they could see. Of course, God had promised He would deliver them, but they no doubt thought He was unnecessarily delaying His promise. They did not have these inspiring words from the Apostle Peter: "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. Human beings should not question the timing of God's promises, but trust Him to do what He says. God said to Moses, "I have come down to deliver my people out of the land of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." Exodus 3:8. God was telling Moses that He was fulfilling the promises He had made centuries before to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. The Israelites would be delivered by the hand of God and brought into their own land, the land flowing with milk and honey. It would be their homeland for 1,300 or 1,400 years. They would prosper in the land so long as they were obedient to the will of God. If they rebelled against Him, He would remove them from the land and give it to someone else. They did disobey, and He did remove them from the land and gave it to someone else. There were many pagan tribes in the land of Canaan when the Israelites crossed the Jordan River into their own land. Moses mentions the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. I want to dwell for just a few minutes on one of those pagan tribes, the Hittites. For years, radical critics of the Bible accused Moses and other Old Testament writers of having invented this obscure tribe. Scholars found no evidence outside the Bible that such a people ever existed. But extensive excavations in southern Turkey revealed exactly what the Bible had been saying for hundreds of years. The Hittite nation was quite large. It was a warlike people, and gave the Israelites a great amount of trouble. We now have thousands and thousands of pieces of information about the Hittites. When I studied biblical archaeology under Dr. Edwin R. Thiele in Andrews University in Berrien Springs, Michigan, we spent several days discussing the Hittites. Dr. Thiele gave us reams of information about the Hittites, their kings, the kind of nation the Hittites were, and many more facts. Dr. Merrill F. Unger's book, Archaeology in the Old Testament, provides this information about the Hittites. Until the amazing recovery of Hittite civilization by modern archaeology, biblical references to this otherwise unknown people were commonly viewed with critical suspicion. William Wright, a missionary at Damascus, and Professor A.H. Sayce were among the first to reconstruct the outlines of the history of the ancient Hittite Empire. Then, in 1906, 1907, and 1911 to 1912, Professor Hugo Winkler of Berlin discovered 10,000 clay tablets at Boghazkoy, which is in southern Turkey. This vast store of inscriptional material revealed the Hittites to be not only an important people of the ancient world, but a people of an extended empire. Pages 91 and 92. There is at least one great lesson scholars ought to learn from studying the Hittite people, and that is, when the Bible speaks on any topic, everyone needs to sit up and take notice. After all, the Bible is God's book and completely reliable in all it teaches. My friends, I urge you to read that Bible, not just to learn about the Hittites, but to learn God's plan of salvation. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.